listening to a podcast from cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Today we'll discuss how to become a cancer advocate. It can be a positive and empowering experience to help others by being an advocate. In this podcast, we'll talk about some of the options for getting involved in cancer advocacy activities. Keep in mind that there are many different ways to be a cancer advocate and work to improve the lives of people with cancer. Because of this, it's a good idea to research different advocacy activities before deciding which one best matches your interests, talents, and skills. The first way we'll discuss how cancer advocates can get involved is by supporting others. Often, cancer survivors want to reach out to others living with cancer and help guide them through the cancer experience by listening and sharing their own personal story. This may mean speaking to or visiting someone who is newly diagnosed with cancer in what's called a buddy program, or participating in a larger support group. Another advocacy activity is educating the public. A cancer advocate may work in his or her own community or at the national level to increase awareness and educate the public about cancer issues, such as the importance of cancer screening or early detection. This may mean speaking to religious and civics groups about important issues that affect people with cancer. Raising awareness can also mean talking to the local and national media to attract more attention to cancer-related topics. Another advocacy activity is raising money for cancer research. Advocates may be involved in planning and participating in fundraising activities that support research to find new ways to treat people with cancer. For example, you can donate money to a cancer group directly or through a workplace giving program. Or you can volunteer your time at a cancer walk where proceeds go to fund research. You might even buy products where a portion of the money is set aside for research. Examples of this include buying specific postage stamps or clothing items. You can also be a cancer advocate by supporting cancer clinical trials, which are how doctors find better treatments for people with cancer. For example, patient advocate organizations can help to increase the number of people enrolled by listing clinical trial search engines on their websites. Individual patient advocates can join the patient advocate committee of a clinical trials cooperative group sponsored by the National Cancer Institute, where they can help review research grants or even assist in the development of clinical trial protocols and informed consent forms. Additionally, you can be part of cancer advocacy by participating in community outreach and education about clinical research. You can also be a positive force by helping to break down the barriers and misperceptions that some people have about clinical research or help recruit patients to a specific clinical trial. The last type of advocacy activity we'll talk about today is changing public policy. Cancer advocates may choose to work to change laws affecting people with cancer. This could mean actions like sending a letter to a legislator, testifying at government hearings, or speaking publicly about a cancer-related policy issue. Remember that there are many different ways to be a cancer advocate. Whatever type of activity you choose will provide you with the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of people with cancer. For more information on being a cancer advocate, visit www.cancer.net. Cancer.net is supported by the Conquer Cancer Foundation, which is working to create a world free from the fear of cancer by funding breakthrough research, sharing knowledge with physicians and patients worldwide, and supporting initiatives to ensure that all people have access to high-quality cancer care. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.